You're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, publications, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The United Nations Climate Change Conference is underway in Durban, South Africa this week, with representatives from nearly 200 countries meeting to discuss how to address the issue of global climate change. WGXC correspondent Kelly Benjamin is at the conference in Durban and will be filing daily reports. Today, he reports on the role of the United States in international negotiations and how the rest of the world sees it.
The scientists at the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change are in agreement. The Earth is getting hotter. And according to a World Meteorological Organization report issued yesterday, 2011 has been one of the hottest years on record, and the warmest 13 years of average global temperatures have all occurred in the last 15 years. So if the science is in, why are world leaders having such a difficult time tackling the issue of climate change? One of the main factors, according to many here at the UN Climate Summit in Durban, is a lack of commitment from the United States. Today, leaders of several major environmental NGOs, including Oxfam, the Sierra Club, and the Union of Concerned Scientists, presented a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressing concerns that U.S. negotiators are blocking progress at the UN Climate Summit. Achilles Berya Uhanga, a climate delegate from Uganda, is the executive director of the East African Nature Alliance.
I think in the United States, there must be a separation between the politics, the political talk, and the realities. The reality is that climate change is here, it is happening, and those realities must be separated from the politics so that people can see the real issues.
According to many here at the UN Climate Summit in Durban, a core reason why Americans aren't seeing those issues is due to the success in the U.S. of the climate denial movement. This is Donald Brown, professor of environmental ethics, science, and law at Penn State University.
I believe the success is largely, or at least partly, because of the enormity of how well-financed and well-organized it is. There are 120 websites, 40 think tanks that ExxonMobil have funded. There's just enormous amount of money and organization and sophistication in figuring out how to manipulate a democracy. This is a democracy problem.
The UN negotiations on climate change will continue into next week in hopes of delivering a package of agreements to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions that scientists say are heating up the planet. From Durban, South Africa, this is Kelly Benjamin.
Michael Ryan reports in the Register Star that Alan Huggins, who was elected Prattsville Town Supervisor November 8th as a write-in candidate and who has not yet took office, is resigning already, citing poor health. Republican Huggins defeated incumbent Democrat Corey O'Hara by 15 votes. Ryan's story contains an astonishing unattributed accusation. Quote, there had been widespread speculation prior to the November 8th election that Huggins would not serve if elected and that one of his write-in backers would be named to fill the slot, unquote. Ryan writes that the town board, split 2-2 among Republicans and Democrats, can agree on anyone from the town to replace Huggins. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Lafarge North America Incorporated, one of the largest suppliers of construction materials in the United States and Canada, and four of its U.S. subsidiaries have agreed to resolve alleged Clean Water Act violations, the Environmental Protection Agency announced Tuesday, November 29th. The violations include unpermitted discharges of stormwater and failure to comply with stormwater permits at 21 stone, gravel, sand, asphalt, and ready-mix concrete facilities in many states, including New York, but not at the local Ravena, New York plant. The Lafarge Ravena plant was not part of the settlement and is about to be upgraded. Lafarge North America is headquartered in Herndon, Virginia, and is the largest diversified supplier of construction materials in the United States and Canada. There were eight New York locations where the settlement occurred in Ravena plants. The Catskill Cats beat the Greenville Spartans boys varsity basketball team in Catskill Wednesday, November 30th, in a game broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM. Catskill won 79-51, and Catskill student Zach Vosberg called the action on a live video web stream set up by the Catskill High School Media Department, picked up by WGXC and broadcast on 90.7 FM.
With 10 seconds left, Cats look to wrap this one up. Pearson with the ball. And that's our ball game. Cats win 79-51. You've been watching and listening to live basketball action webcast from Catskill High School. Join us this Friday for Catskill Girls Basketball Home Opener and next Tuesday for the High School Holiday Concert. These webcasts are produced and staffed by broadcasting students at Catskill High School. Today's crew included Christian Shea, Brittany Clearwater, Ishmael Davila, Cameron Tate, Lucas Vero, and Brandon France. This has been Zach Fosberg. Thanks for listening.
WGXC will broadcast other Catskill High School basketball games later this season. On Friday, December 2nd, this week, tomorrow, the Catskill High web stream will show the Catskill girls basketball team take on the Coxsackie Athens team, although that game will not be on WGXC as well. The Register Star reports that Hudson Mayor Rick Scalera declared free parking in Hudson throughout December. Quote, "I hereby suspend the placing of coins in the parking meters throughout the city of Hudson," unquote, said Scalera in a memo released Tuesday. The meters at the Amtrak station in Hudson, however, still need to be fed. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Today is Thursday, December 1st, and the National Weather Service predicts that in Livingston it'll be sunny Thursday with a high near 47. Thursday night the clear should continue with a low around 29. The weekend forecast looks like this: mostly sunny with a high near 49 on Friday, Saturday sunny with a high near 45, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 50. Town meetings today on the first Thursday of the month. The Ankrum Planning Board holds a public hearing to consider a cell tower application and some other actions. Austerlitz, there's a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Copake, the planning board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Ghent, the planning board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Kinderhook, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. And in Windham, the town board meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall in Hensonville. Sun rises today at 7 a.m. and sets at 4:30 p.m. Moon rises at 11:44 a.m. and sets at 11:27 p.m. And stay tuned to WGXC later in the day at 2 p.m. The Art of the Hudson Valley comes at you with host Chad Weckler speaking with several local photographers, Richard Edelman, Karen Davis, and Carlos Loret de Mola. That's on the Art of the Hudson Valley at 2 p.m. on WGXC.